Scott, SJWelfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 411. We're calling this VCast Trump. Folks, he's doing the New World Order bidding. World Economic Forum, Fourth Industrial Revolution, End of Days Bible Prophecy, that Fourth Beast Kingdom. Trump is the guy that's making this whole thing happen. So a couple stories we're going to cover. Again, he's still going after Greenland and Canada. How does that fit the Club of Rome, New World Order, Ten King map? This golden dome reminds me of Skynet. And then also, we have a theory, or we're being watchmen on the wall. Is Elon Musk the false prophet? And his religion is scientism. His religion is this AI god. Chabad Lupovich basically said that artificial intelligence is the next Tower of Babel. I mean, this all aligns, my friends. And again, the Bible says there'll be many antichrists and many false prophets. But as I look at the news, Elon Musk, he reminds me of a script of a character. Without government contracts, he would not be that powerful. And they're raising him up. Final Days Report, episode 378, we actually tie Bible scripture, the word of God, to the false prophet and then tie it to Elon Musk, asking the question, is he the false prophet? Because the false prophet will bring on the image of the beast and the mark of the beast. And you need to look at what Elon is doing with this all of a sudden movie script created power, because it's a script, my friends. It's a total script. And it reminds me of Tony Stark of Iron Man. That's the character that we've been preconditioned to see. And just a couple stories. Pentagon set up briefing for Musk on potential war with China. That was the original story from the New York Times. The access would be a major expansion of Elon Musk's government role and highlight his conflicts of interest. Then they walked it back. They walked it back. But everything is put out there by design, my friends. This right-left counterbalance narrative, they need to see where they can push us. So then their AI algorithms can say, no, time out. We didn't necessarily mean that. But it's just, it's creepy. So I want to play a video with this gentleman with Trump just saying, yeah, Elon Musk has capabilities that we don't have. Really?
It was meant to sort of undermine whatever relationship the Pentagon has with Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a patriot. Elon Musk is an innovator. Elon Musk provides a lot of capabilities our government and our military rely on, and I'm grateful for that. We welcomed him today to the Pentagon to talk about DOGE, to talk about efficiencies, to talk about innovations. It was a great informal conversation. The rest of that reporting was fake. There was no war plans. There was no Chinese war plans. There was no secret plans. That's not what we were doing at the Pentagon.
All right, the space script, the Dragon capsule. I want to play two videos, and I could not find a third video where they actually talk about the Dragon capsule being taken out of the water. But this is just creepy. We've covered how NASA has its origins with Satanists. It's all a show, my friend. Biblical cosmology sites basically highlight how a lot of this looks like CGI. What do you say in the comments? But this just screams evil. Listen to their words.
And we are expecting drone deployment at 2:53 p.m. Pacific, so we should see it any second now. And there you are getting a great view of Crew 9 inside Dragon Freedom as it returns back to Earth. We are awaiting the drone deploys. This view coming from the WB-57 high-altitude plane. And there you see it on your screen, drone deployment.
Drone descent rate nominal.
You can hear the crowd here.
Visual on 2 healthy drones.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
Dragon Freedom. Ugh. Really? Dragon Freedom? Did you hear that? Now let's play this next video. It's an abomination, my friend.
that is there working on top of the Dragon capsule. Earlier, we saw that person performing safety checks. Now we can see some harnessing being placed around the capsule. This harnessing is what will be used to lift the Dragon capsule out of the water and onto the recovery vessel. Wow, we got a cute little pod of dolphins. It wasn't just one or two.
I mean, that water just looks beautiful. We had ideal splashdown parameters today. Obviously, wave height, nary a concern. The weather is beautiful, as Jaden mentioned, in the 60s, sunny.
Did you see the NASA logo in the upper right-hand corner with the old serpent tongue? I mean, I'm not buying any of this. All right, the next story I want to cover, I don't think many truthers covered this. Elon Musk says he found 14 magic money computers creating fiat out of thin air while auditing the U.S. government as part of his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, my question is this the Federal Reserve Bank that makes fiat out of thin air that then we owe that principal and interest on that debt to these central bankers, these Federal Reserve bankers? That's a private bank. Forbes magazine, Elon Musk says he and Doge found 14 magic money computers that create money out of thin air. So you got to ask the question, why are they telling us this? What is the objective? Why would they bring this out now? Well, it has to do with the rise of this AI beast system as they run artificial intelligence that can do any contract better than a lawyer, that can prescribe you drugs, that can be the judge. And then as they launch the robots, do any blue collar job, build houses, be your plumber. If I had a child that's young right now, I'd tell him to learn a skill set, learn how to farm, learn how to be a plumber, learn how to be an electrician, because I think the robots could go rogue and be harder to replicate than white-collar jobs. I'm just saying, my friends, I've given the testimony before as a marketing executive where I said, you know what? Artificial intelligence could never take my marketing job. And somebody laughed in my face and sent me an article, and this was years ago. And it was in Japan. It was a case study where artificial intelligence had access to every great commercial and ad campaign and marketing campaign. So it was fed this in Japan. And then one of the best creative agencies, strategic agencies, also received this creative brief to do an advertisement and campaign, so on and so forth. And artificial intelligence, it was for a breath mint, did this super dog commercial where the dog had bad breath. He was walking in Tokyo. The dog was walking in Tokyo and everybody was like, whoa, bad breath. And then all of a sudden he took a breath mint and was flying like Superman and everybody loved him. One of the highest scoring advertising campaigns in the history of brand marketing in Japan, and market share increased. I mean, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. Then I started reading articles about the artificial intelligence CEO. So CEO, right? Supposed to be the top of a business organization. Granted, they report into a board, but the AI CEO. So it was just always stuck in the back of my mind. Whoa. And then I sent an article to a lawyer for the last corporation I worked with, and I sent him how all these Harvard lawyers had a case, and they were top 10 of the class of Harvard, I don't know, maybe the 10 or 15 of them, and they had to actually prepare the brief for the case and their arguments versus artificial intelligence, who did it in 5 minutes and had like a 95% score, and the 10 or so Harvard lawyers, they were like 80%. And I remember the lawyer from the company I worked with said, whoa, this is a little creepy. And so when are they going to get that good, right? But I digress. So why is Elon Musk, why is he talking about emperor has no clothes with the American financial system? And this fits the gold reserve audit, all of it, right? Well, because he has talked about universal basic income as all the jobs go away, once especially the robots come onto play in artificial intelligence. Then we have Microsoft's 666 patent, where the new financial system I think they're going to move us towards, and this is just me speculating as an economics minor in college, the new economic system I think is going to be about mind control compliance where you hook up to artificial intelligence and you funnel your thoughts, feelings, and your behavior that can be manipulated with Microsoft's 06 patent that we've covered, where you do a said task and get cryptocurrency downloaded to yourself, but you're going to feed your thoughts, feeling, and behaviors into this hive mind antichrist system. And so universal basic income will have certain type of contingencies based upon it. You need to do X, Y, and Z. You need to worship the image once the Mark of the Beast is fully implemented to receive your universal basic income. You can see where it's going. And central bank digital currencies, this programmable money, right? SWIFT is accepting this system. They're building the program to accept central bank digital currencies. And don't fall for how Trump said, we'll never have central bank digital currencies, because he's pushing us down the crypto path, right? Then you'll have your social credit system or SCORE, a framework that ties financial access to behavior compliance. And then you need to look at ID 2020. It is a digital identity initiative aiming to provide secure and verifiable identification. It will serve as a compliance mechanism, ensuring individuals are connected to the system for access for universal basic income and other services. Then you have bio-digital convergence, the merging of biology and digital technology, enabling advanced monitoring and control of biological systems. Now, personally, we've been warning about the poison poke in the nanotech, the hardware, this operating system implemented in people. They're showing up as Mac IDs. I don't think it's the mark of the beast. I think there has to be an authentication system of worshiping the image where you're giving your free will to hook up for this, to this. I don't think they can just turn on a dime and cut you off, but I think it is dangerous optogenetics, mind controlism technology. I think it does defile the temple of God that is you. I did a study on this where I tie the mark of the beast to scripture. You can check it out at sjwellfire.com. I'll put the thumbnail up. But so you just have to ask, Elon is burning the system down. He has a role. This is Tony Stark for Iron Man. Now, the other reason why Elon Musk might be disclosing that these computers are printing money out of thin air and all the corruption with Doge and, again, going after the gold reserve audit from Fort Knox that we gave over to the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913 with that fraud is that we, as USA Inc., it's a corporation, is bankrupt, which I thought was extremely profound. So is Trump just capitulating to the central bankers, ultimately to the crown? Because as you go through this VCAST with this Commonwealth bid, I'm going to make the case and show a video that has the USA ever been independent from the crown. And I think there's an argument that we've always been run by the crown. And here's just an interesting article. The three city-state corporations that run the entire world, but are all overseen by Israel. I'm going to read that again. The three city-state corporations that run the entire world, but are all overseen by Israel. And when you dive deep into the debt that we owe, created out of thin air. And again, this what we're going to cover a little bit about the straw man with your Social Security, because I think ultimately what I just said is the final economic system will be about information of your information, of you hooking up to this artificial intelligence hive mind after the world is culled down to 500 million people. And again, this universal basic income with strings attached, but it'll be hive mind based, where you will lose your free will. And you need to think about the queen before she passed doing that ceremony that we've covered 3 or 4 times where she hits this globe and all of a sudden you see a triple helix, this DNA defilement, this operating system. So has Trump just capitulated? And it's all a ruse. It's liquidation of assets. It's forming a new financial system based off the internet of bodies, the internet of things, this information, all-knowing Luciferian eye. I thought it was a great, great insight that a listener sent me last night asking the question, is Trump just liquidating assets and joining the crown, which we might have, as I'll make the case, already have been a part of the crown? Don't be fooled, my friends. Trump is doing the New World Order bidding. And stick with this VCast. We'll go much deeper. Now, this is where this whole thing goes crazy with Trump as well. I mean, they are propping Trump up. Both Trump and Elon, they made them as victims to build them up. So you feel sorry for the underdog. We covered all of those headlines that were Christ-like with Trump actually rising from the ashes, rising from the dead with his political career of being persecuted, right? That's for you to make him your hero, to worship him, this idol worship. Now, I find this golden dome really wicked and nefarious because you peel back the onion. You need to think about the direct energy weapons for all the fires that we've been seeing. The dew weapons, where the blue roofs survive. And I just heard or watched a video where white roofs have been surviving as well. So if you're in a smart city, my advice, paint your roof blue. Then you think about the weather weapons on NOAA. I think they had 7 or 8, 9 different techniques for weather control. Control the weather by 2025. We've covered that. This is a land grab. I had that dream in Louisiana where they were trying to flood people out. They didn't have flood insurance. Homes were sinking, so they're losing their homes. And we saw that in Florida with the hurricanes. And ultimately, the big strategy of this is silent weapons for quiet wars. They have to kill the creditor. They owe you money. Federal Reserve Bank printing money in thin air. It's a house of cards, my friends. But I thought this was interesting. This is just not my theory. Navigating the lies, and I condensed what he or she said from the Telegram account, because I had the same vibe. A missile defense system similar to Iron Dome in Israel. But I imagine if this is implemented, it will go hand in hand with the AI-based biometric tracking system and Starlink, right? This beast system, the Golden Dome, in accordance with Musk's Starlink, will be used on people to monitor their every move. Trump's recent Stargate executive order seems to be laying the foundation of the beast system, you think? AI government, conscious AI or singularity AI, where you're hooked up to it, mRNA tech or nanotech, I like to say, widespread availability of Starlink, no place to run or hide unless the Holy Ghost protects you. And I don't think you're getting raptured out of here. I think the pre-trib rapture is from the pit of hell. Personally, it's not a salvation issue, but you need to get your mindset ready to endure to the end, meaning never, never lose your testimony in Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. So Trump's recent Stargate executive order seems to be laying the foundation of the beast system, AI government, conscious AI, mRNA tech or nanotech, optogenetics, mind controls and tech, I like to say, widespread availability of Starlink, and now the Golden Dome defense system. And again, dew weapons, weather weapons, silent weapons for quiet wars. Check out the VCast we did. It's all a military operation. I'll put the thumbnail up because it just, when I read this, it reminds me of how they want to put those surveillance poles everywhere that are an abomination. This is Big Brother on steroids. You need to think about Palantir, this pre-crime software that J.D. Vance is linked to, and the gospel that Hamas terrorist attack targeting system from Israel and the IDF. Wicked. Why do they call it the gospel? Ties to Noahide laws, my friend.
First step, I'm asking Congress to fund a state-of-the-art Golden Dome missile defense shield to protect our homeland, all made in the USA.
This is Lucifer's all-seeing eye. I'm not buying it for a second. I'm not buying it for a second. Are you? Stop the dew weapons. Stop the chemtrails. Stop the fluoride in the water. Allow people to have chickens in their backyards. Allow people to live off grid. without all these rules and regulations. No, you're not free. A listener sent me this trailer, and I did watch this movie. I think it came out in 2017. It's called Singularity, and it really talks about their goal of how they want to get rid of you. Now, personally, I think they want 500 million mind-controlled zombies in the smart cities. But what's interesting about this movie, and I'm going from memory on the end, they get out of this Earth, and I think they were shooting up in a rocket to Mars. So they had their Noah's Ark from the last VCast that we did about is Elon Musk the False Prophet Part 4, where he's saying that he can take a spaceship to Mars as Noah's Ark. I don't believe that in a bit. Good luck with that, especially if you believe in biblical cosmology. But let's play this, because I think this fits this AI Stargate, this Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars, the Deagle Report. Think about the Deagle Report. Think about AI as the new Tower of Babel, where you lose your free will with this read-write technology. Let's roll it.
I stand for you to announce the first true artificial intelligence, Kronos. Tonight, this night, we enter a new age. You know what Kronos is capable of. Capable of saving Earth from self-destruction.
A century ago, they were activated. Super machines programmed to eradicate a plague that was destroying our planet. Us. 8 billion people lost their lives. I am a survivor. But I am not alone. There must be others out there. Others who are good.
He is awake.
Get down! How did you get here?
I don't know. He's stronger than the others.
Evolution's run its course.
That's where I'm going. The city up north, where the people are safe and the machines can't go. There's still hope.
If she trusts him, she will take him with her.
They're like a sign that we're on the right path.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you want the machines to find us.
Let it be.
Is what we can do. We have the only company with all the ingredients for making intelligent humanoid robots at scale is Tesla. This is a super big deal. Like my prediction is that on this front is that Optimus will be the biggest product of all time by far. Nothing will even be close. I think it'll be 10 times bigger than the next biggest product ever made. Like that level. So.
Now with that movie, I don't know if you saw it, looked like a fake rapture. And one of the characters actually was a synthetic, a transhumanist that was running with the girl. And in the end, not for a spoiler alert, they shoot up in a rocket, potentially to Mars, that replicates again Noah's Ark that Elon just talked about. So their journey is Elon the false prophet. I'm telling you, they are moving us down this theater production, the story that is a counterfeit of the word of God. And so that movie I thought was just timely that the listener sent me with this Golden Dome, because I go back to Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and I go back to the Dew weapons burning up the United States for this land theft to put you in smart cities and universal basic income, all of that. it's just way too convenient, my friends, taking 40 to 50% of the jobs in the next 5 to 10 years. It is what it is, my friends. But we have the Holy Ghost, and if you're not saved, get saved, because all of this has been prophesied. And if it's God's time, it's His time. All right, the next story I want to cover really echoes Trump's move as a New World Order shill to align with Canada, right? This North American Union and Greenland.
I think Greenland's going to be something that maybe is in our future. I think it's important. It's important from the standpoint of international security. And if you look at the ships outside of Greenland, you have Russia, you have China, you have lots of different people and lots of different places, and it cannot go on the way it is. It's not going to go on the way it is. I'll make a statement. It's not going to happen.
This is nothing short of the Club of Rome map. In the Club of Rome, their strategy is to depopulate the world and to make humans the enemy with two strategic pillars. One of them is that humans are the disease spreaders, right? We saw that with the pandemic. And number two is humans are the polluters with this whole carbon dioxide scam, this whole global warming scam. So they're going to enslave you with those two platforms. But what is wild with Trump wanting to join or talking about joining the Commonwealth, the British Commonwealth, is we're going to dive into scripture. I always thought that the kings of this world would be consolidated via war, and that might be the case, but it might just come via a handshake. So we're going to get into it, my friends. But again, SEAL 4, World War 3 is being primed, and supposedly, I've said this often, that Syria, Iran, North Korea, and potentially Russia, the Rothschilds do not own their Federal Reserve central banks. And so who are the boogeymen? Those four countries. But let's read. I just thought this was fascinating because we have to get rid of Iranians' nukes. Folks, growing up in the 70s, I lost sleep over this. My dad had a friend who was part of the military-industrial complex, Mensa, smart man, super smart man. He was telling my dad about, we've got to stop Iranian and their nuke program back in the 70s. And I heard that firsthand. I couldn't sleep for 2 or 3 weeks. It just was like, ooh, Iran has the nukes. And all this reminds me of Kissinger. Before he died, he said, there's so much stronger weapons than nukes. Nukes don't even matter. Do they have black matter weapons, scalar weapons? What do they have where nukes don't even matter? According to Henry Kissinger, an insider. So I'm not falling for any of this. And remember, we've done some podcasts on it. Iran has too many Christians to jail. You need to root for Christians. You need to root for souls, for people to get saved. But let's read. Iran discovered 7,000 tons of antimony, a rare earth metal. Antimony plays a critical role in producing advanced electronic systems, plasma weapons, and military equipment. Iran holds an estimated 10% of this global resource. And so then from AF Post, White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz emphasized that the U.S. seeks the full disarmament of Iran's nuclear program. I mean, really? But let's dive deep into this Commonwealth nonsense that I find just alarming, interesting. It brings the Bible to life. We'll show how it does. Trump suggests U.S. could join British Commonwealth if offered by King Charles. The president was responding to a report that claimed the monarch would secretly offer the U.S. associate membership in the 56-member organization. Now, the British Commonwealth, created in 1926, is made up of 56 countries, including Australia and Canada, most of which were originally British colonies. The monarch is the head of the Commonwealth, whose maintenance was a major priority of Queen Elizabeth II. I had that dream. This is an end of days news ministry that I've covered before, and it's just a quick dream of Trump getting directions from the Queen when she was alive. I'm like, no! So they have power still. Don't kid yourself. They still have power. And you can see the fruits of that where around the world during the pandemic, the Commonwealth had the exact same speech around the world. Countries not even linked to the Commonwealth. One world government is here. But I think this is all a ruse to align with Canada and Greenland, this North America map. And if we align with them, are we going to get the carbon taxes? Are we going to get the New World Order policies of the British Commonwealth? And do we already have them, my friends? Are we already ruled by the crown? And I ask that question because I met an interesting gentleman, and I've talked about this before, where he went to jail a couple times, very articulate man, very well researched, where he broke the straw man of his Social Security, his all caps name. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you probably have to do some research. And I studied it many, many years ago. But ultimately, the system is set up where we have a straw man. And it's just a fake system. It's not you. It's trying to have a counterfeit of you. And it also ties into your avatar with Meta. I'm convinced of it with this fourth beast system. And what he did, he took my Michigan driver's license, went to a laptop computer and pulled up the state of Michigan and showed that my driver's license was linked to the British Commonwealth. And I was like, what the heck? It kind of shocked me. So are they just bringing forth what we already are a part of? Because the War of 1812, I'm going to play a video of Reese. The War of 1812 had nothing to do with just a little skirmish on the seas. It had to do with the central banks.
A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been and still is a British crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the First Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like King or Prince or Baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is the government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words, "In God we trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public works. American presidents are handpicked and financed by these special interest power groups. Like George W. Bush, John Forbes Kerry, whose initials are JFK, is a member of Yale University's Skull and Bones Brotherhood. The Forbes part of John Kerry's name identifies his descendancy from Captain Robert Bennett Forbes, who was a drug runner for the Rothschilds' opium drug trade with China in the 1800s. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He and his elected officials work for the corporation, not for the American people. Since the United States is a corporation, who owns the corporation of the United States? Like Canada and Australia, whose leaders are prime ministers of the Queen, and whose land is called Crown Land, the United States is just another crown colony.
Immediately following the U.S. Declaration of Independence, the British Crown began to regain control over the American colonies. After the Treaty of Paris in 1783, Britain retained military forts in the Great Lakes region and began extending loans to the U.S., creating debt dependencies to the Crown. In 1812, the British Crown waged war against the U.S. After the war, British financial firms began financing projects in the U.S. In 1816, the Second Bank of the United States had up to 70% of its stock held overseas, mostly in Great Britain. During the U.S. Civil War, Britain was involved in supporting both the North and the South. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which established a private central banking system, was established with the help of Paul Warburg, whose family partnered and intermarried with the Rothschild banking dynasty of the Bank of England. The 1944 Bretton Woods Conference ensured that London would maintain influence over American finance. The UK-USA Agreement of 1946 formalized the sharing between U.S. and British intelligence agencies. Right after being inaugurated in 2025, President Trump began saying that Canada will become the 51st state.
I think Canada would be much better off being a 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Canada would be great as our cherished 51st state. You wouldn't have to worry about borders. You wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Canada was meant to be the 51st state. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We certainly don't want their automobiles. They make a lot of millions of automobiles are sent in. I'd rather have them made in Michigan. I'd rather have them made in South Carolina or any one of
You're tougher with Canada than you are with some
only
of our biggest adversaries.
Only because it's meant to be our 51st state.
And on February 27th, the Prime Minister of the UK, Keir Starmer, met with President Donald Trump at the White House and presented him with an invitation from King Charles for a state visit.
It is my pleasure to bring from His Majesty the King a letter. He sends his best wishes and his regards, of course, but he also asked me to bear this letter and bring it to you. So can I present a letter from the King to
Thank you very much. Am I supposed to read it right now?
Yeah, please do.
I will do.
I've got to tell him what your reaction is, so I need to know.
He is a great gentleman. A great, great gentleman. Well, that is really nice. I must make sure his signature's on that. otherwise, it's not quite as meaningful. It is, and that's quite a signature, isn't it? Beautiful.
And he's
a beautiful man, a wonderful man, and we appreciate it. I've known him, gotten to know him very well, actually. Yeah. First term and now second term. Perhaps you'd like to say what that very important paragraph.
Yes, so this is a letter from His Majesty the King. It's an invitation for a second state visit. This is really special. This has never happened before. This is unprecedented. I think that just symbolizes the strength of the relationship between us. So this is a very special letter. I think the last state visit was a tremendous success.
It was.
His Majesty the King wants to make this even better than that. So this is truly historic. What I haven't got yet is your answer.
Yes.
I do need to.
The answer is yes, on behalf of our wonderful First Lady, Melania, and myself, the answer is yes, and we look forward to being there and honoring the king and honoring really your country. Your country is a fantastic country, and it'll be our honor to be there. Thank you.
On March 20th, The Sun published an article stating that King Charles will reportedly make a secret offer to Donald Trump during his state visit that will make the USA an associate member of the Commonwealth. Trump posted this article on his Truth Social network and replied, "I love King Charles. Sounds good to me." Greg Reese reporting.
How does this merging with Canada and Greenland and merging potentially with the British Commonwealth, how does this fit Bible prophecy? Right? This is an end of days news ministry. So let's read Revelation. I think this is 13. I forgot to put the chapter down. "And I stood upon the sea of the sand and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." And when you look at end times eschatology, you have the beast system, and then you have the Antichrist and the false prophet, and the 10 kings. "And I saw one of his heads as if it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." I think that's the Antichrist with that dream I've talked about before. So then how, again, does this fit end times eschatology? Well, if you go to Daniel 7, there's debate about this, but I subscribe to the fact that Daniel 7 is talking about end of days kingdoms, not kingdoms of the four mentioned in Daniel 2. And here's the scripture where I think I have a defendable position. From Daniel 7, I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and he made me know the interpretation of these things, the interpretation of his dream. "These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth." So Daniel was already part of one of the kingdoms in Daniel 2. But this says, "These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall in the future arise out of the earth," right? So then how does this fit? When you really dive deep into Daniel 7, how does this fit the end of days? Because one of the key pillars is you need to see a consolidation of the kings. Let's read. "And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse than the first, and he shall subdue three kings." So three kings need to get subdued. And when you read Daniel 7, you have the leopard, the lion, the eagle below the lion, and the bear. And so there'll be this consolidation thereof. Will war bring this consolidation? Will handshakes? It's just interesting, my friends. Continuing with Daniel 7, talking about the Antichrist, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints." Those are Christians of the Most High. "And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and dividing of time." That's the 3.5 years the Antichrist will rule. Trump stunningly agrees U.S. will become associate member of Commonwealth. I love King Charles. And there's King Charles with that pedophile. I mean, just sick. This is just evil. Sounds good. Trump, whether U.S. might join British Commonwealth. So they're floating this idea. We'll see if it happens. It's probably already done underneath the radar. Now, we need to look at the idol worship of Trump. It's over the top. I didn't even cover the Florida drone light show, pure worshiping of Trump. When you look at how they vilified him and the headlines showed him having Christ-like behavior, Christians are out saying he's like Jesus Christ. We've covered all of it. I think it's all script. We're watching big time wrestling, political theater, my friends. But this is just interesting. Trump demands Colorado take down purposefully distorted painting. And if you're looking at the painting, if you're on a podcast service, you know, it looks like he has a double chin. He doesn't look stout. He does look a little wimpy. He's not as orange, but it's not awful. Now, my thing with Trump, which I find hilarious, is don't you have other things to worry about besides a portrait in Colorado? But let's read his tweet. Nobody likes a bad picture or painting of themselves. But the one in Colorado in the state capitol put up by the governor, along with other presidents, was purposefully distorted to a level that even I perhaps have never seen before, Trump wrote in a post Sunday on Truth Social. The artist also did President Obama, and he looks wonderful. But the one of me is truly the worst. She must have lost her talent as she got older. Trump said he would prefer not having a picture at all than having the current one on display. This is where it's idol worship. He said many people from Colorado have called the state looking to get it changed or removed. Really? Folks, I don't take a good picture. Yeah. When I go to the DMV and get my license updated, they're always like, oh, let's take another. Oh. I'm ugly. Do I care? No, I don't. Don't care that I don't take a good picture. I really don't. Unbelievable. The next thing I want to play, I'm going to end with this. I'm going to play two videos. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. One of the videos, they're talking about only Trump can bring world peace. Creepy beyond belief. And then I want to play a video where they're worshiping Trump like an old Roman emperor. What are we seeing here, my friends? Is it just me?
You remind me of the great Roman emperor, Constantine the Great. This emperor, your dear Mr. President, is the one who founded and built the magnificent city of Constantinople, my birthplace, known today as Istanbul. It is my great honor to present you with this holy cross. This cross is the very symbol that led this great Roman Emperor Constantine to victory. As Christ revealed to him in a vision, he said, "En tuto nika," told the emperor, means go with this and be victorious, Mr. President. This cross is an everlasting symbol of peace and an invincible trophy, a sign of divine strength and guidance. With this cross, I pray you bring peace to the world and make America invincible.
Yeah, Mr. President, first of all, I think the American people should be proud that we have a president that's promoting peace and the end of conflict on this planet. This is a war that's gone on for 3 years, as you pointed out, that, as you rightly pointed out, would have never happened had you been president, but now it's here. And it needs to be brought to an end. There is no military solution to this war. It has to end through negotiation. And there's only one leader in the world that's capable of bringing the two sides to a table. And that's our president, the president of the United States, President Trump. And that's what he's done. And so today, even as we speak, we have teams on the ground in Saudi Arabia meeting with the respective sides in the hopes of making progress towards this outcome that we all want to see. And I think that the country owes you a great debt of gratitude, and the world, really, because, I mean, you're the only leader in the planet that can bring the two sides together to bring an end to this conflict, and that's what you've done, and you've done it despite, impediments from other countries and others who maybe have different opinions about how this should go. But ultimately, I think that the only chance we have for peace is through the president's leadership, and you've shown that, and we hope it'll bear fruit, and today will hopefully be one step more in that direction.
We will finally complete the biometric entry-exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. For years, Congress has required biometric entry-exit visa tracking systems but it has never been completed. The politicians are all talk, no action. Never happens. Never happens. Hillary Clinton, all talk. Unfortunately, when there is action, it's always the wrong decision. Do you ever notice? In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
In Revelations chapter 13, verses 16, 17, and 18, there is an alarming and enigmatic passage.
On the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA, you can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort that's not too crazy, you could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So,